I am the same Vivian who a few weeks ago wrote the letter of concern when the location of Souls Harbor was put in jeopardy by a proposed petition from the Good Neighbors group. Just a few days ago, I attended the council town hall meeting on this issue. I was impressed with the number of citizens who attended and all who spoke voiced their opinions honestly. Unfortunately, citizens immediately involved, those who are unhoused or who may in the future use a shelter, could not register to speak because they had no fixed addresses. In other words, they do not have homes. So it was the privileged who spoke at this meeting. Very soon, the absolute polarization of viewpoints among citizens who attended became clear. I was thankful that many speakers pointed to this imbalance and articulated how our city is home for everyone and that everyone should be respected and cared for no matter who they are or what their histories have been. Both sides must come together around this theme of Moose Jaw being our home, which was finally articulated by some. It will be easier for one side of the polarized viewpoints to come together than the other, I suspect. For example, more than once, particular speakers mentioned that a sandwich and a bed is not a solution to the problem Moose Jaw faces. However, a sandwich is not just a sandwich, nor is a bed just a bed. It is offered with respect and kindness to those who are hungry and for those who may have nowhere to sleep and, more significantly, to those who may need the dignity of acknowledgement and relationship in that moment with someone who is not prejudiced against them. A number of persons from one side of this polarized issue spoke of being uncomfortable and full of fear around those on the street and said many they knew were afraid to venture downtown. To me, this showed a lack of sensitivity to what may be under the surface appearance of anyone, privileged or not, whom we may encounter. Police Chief Barasa presented data to show our city is doing well compared with other cities on the crime index. I am sorry there is such fear from one group of citizens toward another group of citizens. Yes, we can move the unwell and unhoused away as is wanted by some. However, there always will be more unwell and unhoused. What is the source of this fear? I will not speculate. May the needed collaboration that was spoken of by many be creative and useful for this complex problem, and may the collaborations include those in our city who need help and who do use shelters and who have experience of being on the street. And may we remember that life takes many unexpected turns, and who is not to say that any one of us in our city may not one day become unwell and unhoused. Vivian Derek Lazowski. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.